With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The First Lady and I are honored to welcome to the White House Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and Mrs. Netanyahu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah. And Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, United Arab Emirates, UAE. Thank you very much. And Foreign Minister Abdulaziz Al Thani of Bahrain. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. Thanks to the great courage of the leaders of these three countries, we take a major stride toward a future in which people of all faiths and backgrounds live together in peace and prosperity. In a few moments, these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab state in more than a quarter century. In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two in a single month, and there are more to follow. Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain will establish embassies, exchange ambassadors, and begin to cooperate and work together so strongly to cooperate as partners across the broad range of sectors, from tourism to trade and healthcare to security. They're going to work together. They are friends. The Abraham Accords also opened the door for Muslims around the world to visit the historic sites in Israel and to peacefully pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the third holiest site in Islam.
You are listening to President Trump there live from the White House, and no, you have not awakened at the wrong time of the day. This is Mark Cox filling in today for Annie Fry in here along with Katie and Ryan, and so glad you could be with us today. Folks, you're listening to history here. I hope that soaks into the listening audience today. I was a much younger man the last time the Middle East leaders came together in Washington, D.C., to declare basically that Israel has a right to exist as a state. And now the dominoes are starting to fall thanks to the diplomacy of the Trump administration. So that's the big deal that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, today declared this a distraction. I just want you to let that soak in. She said Donald Trump was staging this today as a distraction to the other problems going on in the United States. Seriously.
Well, it's a distraction from the things that she wants to be talking about.
But exactly. It's major, like hair salons or something like
major
that.
Major world news. Is it not amazing how quickly this is? I mean, we all saw the UAE deal, and that kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think it was on anybody's radar. It happened. And then all of a sudden, We've got Bahrain joining. Nobody knew that it was going to happen this fast. Now they're saying, you know, others are maybe going to join, but it's happening much faster than I think we thought when we saw the UAE deal happen.
Yeah, very true. And Saudi Arabia, I'm told there's a rumor Saudi Arabia might be next. I mean, all of this, as this happens, it puts more and more pressure on the Palestinians to come to the table. And again, Donald Trump with a diplomatic win here, maybe the approach to always trying to drag Palestinians to the table with the Israelis was the wrong approach. We were working with the wrong group in the Middle East all these years. The people we needed to go after were these other Arab countries who want normalized relations, who want to be able to fly airplanes back and forth between their countries and have established trade and to have a diplomacy. And the Palestinians have stood in the way of that all of these years. And there's going to be increasing pressure on them as more and more countries come into this. So it's just a big deal. I don't want to belabor it too long today here on the Annie Fry Show. And I'm glad to be in. You know, it's great for me, Katie, to see my friend Katie again.
Yes, it's crazy. And, it's bringing back all these memories, Mark.
Oh, I know. And of course, Wiggins, he and I have worked together at various points over the last couple of years. But good to see you there, Ryan.
Yeah, no kidding. I think I filled in on the morning show a couple times with you when I was kind of coming up through the ranks. And I do understand that Katie spent a lot of time on the mornings or with
did.
You at some point.
I did. Yeah. Exactly Mark when. And I probably spent 8 months together, I want to say, maybe 9 months together. And I was just telling him right before we got on the show, I will never forget waking up at 3:30 in the morning to
You're
get
trying,
to work.
Though.
And it's a happy memory. I'm happy that it is a memory and it's that I don't have to wake up at 3 anymore.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change when you're used to getting up that early. They're all apologizing to me. Hey, thanks for filling in today. You probably had other things to do. And I'm like, really, beyond a nap? No, I'm
but
all good.
But that nap is so important. That nap is so important to survive the rest of the day.
See, these hours are killing me. I'm losing my hair. Can you see this on top of my head?
You look good. Doesn't it, Ryan? Isn't he rocking that?
Yeah, it's not. It's a joke, but it's not really funny when those of us who really do not have that hair and don't
sorry,
have the option
Ryan.
Of shaving it all off get to look at you and say, oh, it's coming back nicely. Good for you, buddy.
That was not very sensitive of me, was it? I apologize. I know Annie takes it easier on you than that, so I don't want to hurt your feelings.
And also,
at least on the hair part.
Congratulations to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We said this, I think, 2 weeks ago when this started, but you guys raised so much money for Backstoppers, and that is such an incredible accomplishment for your show and for you. That's awesome.
A little over 12 grand, and that was nice, you know, particularly given it seems like a drop in the bucket for what their need is. But in a year like this, when you can't have your normal get-togethers like Guns and Hoses and some of their big fundraisers, I'm just proud we could contribute because immediately, what do they turn around and do? The family of Officer Bohannon is going to benefit from Backstoppers to his kids' college funds, I'm sure, maybe their mortgage. They just do the things they do, and it's just a great charity. But thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
You guys are
Is the need
stars.
Greater this year? I mean, are we seeing more need for organizations like Backstoppers because there's been more violence toward police?
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I think we've had, what, two fatal shootings this year because David Dorn, although he was retired,
right.
I'm pretty sure Backstopper stepped in to help the family. And then you had Officer Bohannon. So it's those either critically injured or officers who were killed in the line of duty who benefit directly from Backstoppers. But if since you mentioned it, and I'm sure Annie's talked about it as well, since June 1st of this year, 9 St. Louis City police officers have been either killed or wounded in the line of duty. That's stunning. We're approaching probably our highest murder total in St. Louis in the last decade. I mean, it's certainly not a record. I can remember in the early 90s, when it was 260 or 70 people died. Right now we're at about 190, maybe edging up close to 200. But we're still a far cry from what we hit back then, but it's still a record for the last 10 years. There's got to be a reason for that.
there has.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's as the violence goes up, and I don't know if you noticed this, Mark. I haven't been in downtown St. Louis as much since this whole, well, since COVID started.
Since March, yeah.
Yeah, which is funny. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who's in law enforcement. And he was saying, boy, it's crazy how there was nothing going on in law enforcement for March and April and May. And then the end of May hit, and then they've been full time for 100 days straight, you know. But before that, everything was really calm. But since this violence has started, and I don't know, there's probably a word for this in academia when people study law enforcement, that when the level of crime keeps rising, the police have had to focus on higher crime more. And so people are running red lights. It seems like the roads are just, to me, much more chaotic when I'm downtown right now.
I noticed it when this whole thing first started. It's like people believe the rules had been lifted.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're doing 70 on the highway, which, you know, in a 60 is fast, and there are people flying by you like you're sitting still. I'm thinking
that person is Katie.
That is me.
Didn't just stop.
Yeah. That's me. And I said this before because you guys had to go home. Mark, you had to go home temporarily in March. And so you guys were not here in the studio. But for the rest of us who came into downtown St. Louis, we were putting the pedal to the metal. We were going hard. And I don't know if it was because we didn't think that we were going to get caught, but it's just because there was so much room and so much space because no one was driving. So it was just like, you know what? Let's just go. Let's just do it. And I was pushing. I was going fast. I don't want to say what I was going.
You might not
want
to admit that
because
this all gets recorded, right?
Just say you're going the speed limit.
I was going the speed limit. I never broke a law in my life.
Very true. So, Ryan, have you? My perception here is that Donald Trump benefits from the fact that there's this sense of lawlessness. You know, I may be wrong, but I see polls tightening across America. First of all, I think it had a lot to do with the great convention they had. People realized that this president is not responsible for what happened with this pandemic. He took early action. Nobody could stop it from spreading anywhere it touched land. Now people are starting to see more clearly the differences between a Joe Biden administration and a Donald Trump administration, if there's going to, or should I call that a Harris administration?
Well, that's what
this
she calls
morning.
It. Yeah,
this is. You have that bite, don't you, Katie? The bite with Kamala Harris, where she talked about the fact that
Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Yeah,
a Harris administration together with Joe Biden
together temporarily with Joe Biden. That's what she should have said.
Right,
like she let the cat out of the bag. But I think people are starting to see what happens if we turn things over to folks who don't seem to have a clue about how to enforce laws or how to even encourage your many different followers from this hodgepodge of support that you put together to elect a Joe Biden from not tearing the place apart once you're in charge.
Yeah. And I think, well, we could talk polls all day and probably will because, hey, I'm polls. Here and we're going to do some polls and we
I
got
like
a polls song.
I like it.
We're
going
to do some polls. But to answer your question, I do think this benefits Donald Trump politically. However, I do not think that he originally did it to benefit himself politically at all. I think that he said this has to happen. And that's what leadership is. And then the polls are sort of catching up to that as opposed to what I see a lot from, I don't even want to say the left. I would say politicians in general, a lot of times lead with what's public opinion, I'll follow, instead of leading and letting public opinion catch up to them.
Yeah, you know, it looks like one of the leaders is speaking right now. I can't tell who that is, Katie. Can we dip in?
Mm-hmm.
Let's dip back into that for a minute because I don't want to get distracted from the bigger issue here. I wonder whether or not the American public, with a short attention span, soaks this in. I want people to realize what a big deal this is. The president at the White House today with Benjamin Netanyahu and leaders from Bahrain and the UAE celebrating this peace accord. And it really is a big deal. Let's listen for a minute.
Probe to Mars. The Hope probe indeed represents hope that our region is capable of advancement and progress. if governments and people embrace science. After the United Arab Emirates sent astronaut Hazza Al-Mansouri last year as the first Arab astronaut to reach the International Space Station and launched a peaceful nuclear power plant, this accord opened up prospects for a comprehensive peace in the region.
سادة الحضور إن السلام يحتاج إلى شجاعة.
So you're listening there to just some of the comments from the White House. They're doing it up on the portico, which is really kind of cool. Like instead of out in the Rose Garden, I like how they've done that today. It really is a good look.
And Mark,
it's going to look good in a campaign ad.
That was the UAE Foreign Affairs Minister speaking.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I assume they're switching back and forth into their own languages so that people watching back at home have an idea what's going on. We don't necessarily need to do that. But I tell you what I did get to do is, you know, we have a problem here in St. Louis County, right, with Sam Page not listening to people when it comes to opening schools up and maybe letting kids play sports again when every other county in Missouri is getting to do that. I went to the rally yesterday and got some sort of a firsthand look. I'll give you my impression on that and what Sam Page has done and what's going to need to happen and what may happen tonight when we get back here in just a couple of minutes. I think we need to get to a break here. I'm Mark Cox, filling in today for Annie Fry.
Woo!
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You out here today. You said you've never been to a protest before.
I have never been to a protest before, no.
So what motivated you to come out here?
Because I feel that Sam Page is not giving me the right to choose if my child can go to school or do sports. And to me, that's a dictatorship, and I don't like it. So I'm here, and I'm his advocate, so I'm speaking out.
I heard Dan Buck say a minute ago that there are a lot of dogs he could have kicked. He kicked the wrong one.
Oh, yes, he did. And I am so hoping that more parents stand up and start speaking out, because this is ridiculous. You guys, we have a choice. Parents, we have a choice. He is not giving us that choice. Superintendents are working hard for us, and something has got to be done. He is not listening to anybody. Sam Page has got to go.
Wow. So that's a mom that I interviewed there yesterday out at the March for Kids in Clayton, when a bunch of parents and a few kids showed up to march on Sam Page's front door. Welcome back into the Annie Fry Show. Mark Cox sitting in the chair today. At least for this hour, I'm sitting in the chair, and we're having a great time here. I wanted to bring that up because Ryan and Katie, you know, this has been a this has been a bipartisan issue in St. Louis County. It really has.
I was going to ask you about that, if yeah. that's what you saw when you were out there, because according to, as I usually say, according to polls, this is kind of crossing party lines, this issue. You have conservatives who you'd normally think conservatives want to open everything and liberals want to keep it closed. Well, that's not necessarily the case when it comes to schools, so I don't know if that's what you saw when you were at that rally or not.
Well, the reason I even say that is it's bipartisan in that it affects people of all socioeconomic statuses. Your kid, you could be rich and your kid could go to school and play football or basketball or cross country or whatever it is, or you could be poor and your kid could do that. The difference is if you're poor and your kid really needs that scholarship money to go to college, that's one additional barrier they face here. So it is a bipartisan manner. It is, but it's also partisan. Because in St. Louis County, the reason we're in the situation we're in is that Democrats have a 4-3 majority on the county council. And Sam Page is a very liberal Democrat. So several times the three Republicans have tried to regain control of what's going on with county council. And the four Democrats vote as a block, and they block that every time. And Sam Page has complete control over $173 million of federal money, and he's got complete control over whatever he chooses to release from his health department, because he won't give us much. The lady I interviewed there, the one who said Sam Page has got to go, is my clearest indication that Sam Page has hurt himself politically over this. That lady who did not want me to identify her by name is a lifelong Democrat. You heard her say she's never been to a protest before in her life. But guess who you're dealing with right now? You're dealing with a mama bear, because her cub is being affected by this. A month ago, after the primary, if you would ask me what I thought the odds were of Paul Barry winning against Sam Page in November, I would have told you slim. I would have taken maybe 25%. I think that equation has changed considerably. Paul Barry showed up and talked to those folks yesterday. He's the Republican candidate running against Sam Page. And he gave an inspired speech, and he reminded those parents, this is about a lot more than athletics. It's about getting your kids back in the classroom. And as much as anything, it's about a hybrid plan where parents have a choice. I mean, even Paul's not running on everybody back in school 5 days a week right now. That's not what he's saying. Sam Page won't even listen to that. And I think that when you've got people who tell me they're a lifelong Democrat, but they're not voting for any of these Democrats ever again because of the way this has been handled, Paul Barry has an opportunity here. Now, my friend Chris Arps disagreed with me on that this morning. Had him on my show. He does not think that the Barry candidacy is strong enough to pull this off. What I'm seeing is a different story. I put Paul's speech there up on my Facebook feed yesterday, right? And he got, his speech got more hits, more public views than my Facebook Live did when I was down there in person. Now that doesn't hurt my ego or anything, but my point is, you know, people had to click on that and choose to watch it for that to get recorded as a viewing. People are interested in hearing who the alternative is to Sam Page in November. I think that's a big deal.
Mark, obviously, we talk about Illinois a lot on the show, and I'm an Illinois guy, so this subject doesn't come up as much. So I was fascinated, though, on primary night. I'm sure you guys were watching how these numbers came in and stuff.
Wait, Ryan.
Okay.
Katie, do you have an open before he gets to his polls here? Is he doing polls?
No, I'm talking actual votes this time, just polls.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted primary to make sure I was playing by the rules.
Was real people casting real ballots, as far as we know. And it seemed to me that Sam Page did win in his primary, which usually is the death knell, and he's going to win in November.
Yes.
But that vote was split between four candidates, if I'm recalling, right?
It was.
And
it
so was. That, yeah, go ahead.
Some, they voted, 62% of the people voted for somebody else.
That's what I thought, which yes. to me does not bode well for him in November, right?
Well, maybe not, except it was a Democrat-only primary. The question is, will they now consolidate against the only Democrat left running for that office? And that's why I think, since there wasn't any enthusiasm for Sam Page in the primary, combined with the fact that people are now upset with what he's done to their kids, that there's a real opening here for Paul Barry. I could be wrong. Well, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. Does this kind of thing, do you think this only stays local? Is this the, like you interviewed the mama bear there who didn't want to give her name, but she's, you know, she's coming out at least in some way, because even though she's not giving her name, she's at a rally.
Yeah,
so
true.
She's going to vote against him in the election in November. Does that translate nationally? Are we still really strictly talking about local politics here?
I think this is very local. Okay. I really do. Now, I mean, if she was being honest about what she said about not voting for Democrats again, then that would cross over into the presidential race or the Senate race. But I think this is hyper local, personally. Yeah. Dan Buck was out there. You guys all know Dan, who's with the Powerplex up in St. Louis County, up in North County. It was interesting to read the St. Louis Post-Dispatch article on this morning. They're taking Dan to task over his speech. They pointed out, well, Dan Buck was there from the Powerplex in North County, which of course is all about youth sports, but it was heavily taxpayer underwritten. Like, it was heavily taxpayer financed, or he wouldn't have been able to do that. Sort of like a dig at him somehow. I think what Dan's done up there is great. And if anybody's going to be out there being an advocate for these kids being able to get back to sports, it should be Dan. And I talked to Dan when I was there yesterday. And Katie, if you don't mind, I want to play that real quick.
Sure.
Because he makes some points here that people need to understand. There have been over 1,100 football games since high school football started in the state of Missouri so far. None of those involve any teams from St. Louis County. But there has not been a single traceable infection after all of those games. Which leads to one question: why in the hell are our athletes in St. Louis County not able to play the game? Listen to Dan.
Well, Mark, this is the group that has the facts. This is the group that has the science behind them. There is no traceable evidence of athlete to athlete, even athlete to adult. It is proven, the CDC has written major medical opinions on this, that they're seeing that athletes, especially asymptomatic young people, which is 90% of them, do not transmit this virus in any large forms. In fact, they've yet to find a team with a multiple case breakout in the entire state of Missouri. What are we, 1,200 football games in statewide? And yet this county seems to think they can protect their kids better than parents and coaches and superintendents. To me, that is, it's ego and it's naive and it's sad. There's no words to describe what's going on, and I'm glad to see that people recognize the travesty that's going on for our youth.
Let them play! Let them play! Let them play!
The crowd had some words for it. Could you hear them in the background?
Let them play.
Let them play. The parents want to have the option. You know, I made this point yesterday. Every one of us who is a parent, and Ryan, I'm sure you can back me up on this, every day we make decisions about our kids' safety, whether they can go outside, whether they can go play in the street, whether they can disappear down the street to a friend's house. We want to know where they are. If we don't think it's safe, we don't let them go. We make those decisions for our kids every day. All these parents are asking for is the ability to make that decision for their own kids as to whether or not they think it's safe for them to play basketball or football or field hockey or whatever it happens to be. And I'll point out that tonight at the St. Louis County Council meeting, not tonight, today, 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock today, Tim Fitch, Mark Harder are introducing bills that would take back control from Sam Page. So pay attention to this vote today. And if it's still a 4-3 Democrat majority, then you have your answer. The Democrats have staked their ground, and it'll be pretty clear that they don't intend to change anything until Election Day. And then you have your answer. How about that? Mark Cox filling in here today for Annie Fry. Glad to be here. Much more to come for you. We're going to get back to more of what the president's doing up in D.C. And we'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797. What say you? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think that the crowd was great. Obviously, it could always be better. We need more people. We need more people here in person in support. We had a lot of people contact us today, say they were going to be here in spirit, but we need their bodies.
They're in spirit with their horns.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're realistic. We know we're not going to get everything that we're asking for. This is a negotiation, and we're just asking for St. Louis County to finally meet all the other restrictions of the rest of the state. I mean, come on, let's let these kids play. Let's let them be kids.
Let them play. That was Jen, one of the parents and organizers of that March for Kids yesterday in Clayton. And welcome back into the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for joining us there on the Facebook page. And we're so glad you could be with us today. And I'm Mark Cox, by the way. Should introduce myself again. Used to occupy this time slot, so it's great to be back here. You know, the morning I was joking earlier with Katie. It's nice to talk for more than about 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, you were on a strict schedule in that morning slot.
The clock is so different in the morning because, you know, of drive times and, you know, it's just we do
local news, traffic.
Local news, yeah. And it takes up more time. And sometimes there's not as much time to pontificate.
Mark, I got to tell you, I used to listen to you when you were in this time slot.
I remember you were 12.
What's that?
Were you only 12 then? What yeah. are you trying to tell me? No, go ahead.
I'm only 20 now, so I must have been 15 or so. And I would listen to you in this time slot for, I would say, you know, 15-minute segments. Usually, whatever I was driving, that was how long my drive took, is all I remember. I don't remember where I was going. But I would listen to you in these 15-minute chunks. And for whatever reason, the first time I met you, I realized you had been on TV before.
Oh, wow.
I didn't make the connection that you were the Mark Cox from TV that I had seen so many times, and I always pictured you always with a big bushy mustache.
Really?
And
really?
Then I was like, oh, that's not the mustache guy, that's the TV
no.
guy.
You had the wrong guy. Sorry about that.
That's
this
right.
This is the first mustache I've ever grown, as you can see on the camera.
How's it
today.
Going?
I'm in a race between my chin and my mustache and my hair, mm-hmm. and it's first, second, third. Chin, lip, hair.
Your hair looks good short, I gotta say. You got a nice do when you got it long, but it looks pretty good short.
Somebody in the comments said you needed the goatee to complete the Breaking Bad look.
Oh, yeah, so, Walter White.
Yeah. Yep. Walter White here, thank you very much. Hey, you know, speaking of which, we did have Scott on the phone who wanted to talk about what's gone on in St. Louis County. Let me get back to that real quick because Scott is a high school sports official. Scott, welcome into the Annie Fry Show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to express my opinion here and get your thoughts as to this is changing from just what our political differences as to how we feel about what our way of life is going to be here forward. And by them stepping in the way, we've got to, again, pull out that mama bear mentality. My father was a referee here in St. Louis for 30 some odd years and also an educator in the St. Louis school systems. And other than an occasion where the Michael Ferguson situation caused us to need state trooper escorts to the football games, we never felt threatened or, you know, this is being completely turned upside down to achieve an ulterior motive. The kids are the victims here. And we're trying to establish a memorial right now to help train future officials. And in the meantime, they're tearing the whole sports youth system apart.
Yes. It's to fit a narrative is the word I would use there, Scott. People can claim it's not political, but in the big blue areas across the country, this is being dragged out. And even yesterday, we had sound from a school official, from a health official in Los Angeles County, admitting that they won't even consider letting the kids go back to school until after the election. Why would that date specifically be in play in that discussion? I don't get it. For her to even say that means they had to have had conversations. Let's stretch this out through election day to make the suffering as widespread as possible and to potentially affect the outcome of the election, to motivate more people to go vote, because when you're miserable, you're more likely to go vote. Agree or disagree?
What they're doing is playing with fire. They've yes. now made it personal for people like me and the woman that you spoke with. It's coming to roost. And that's going to cause a lot of people who are either undecided or unwilling to get out and vote. They're going to be there now.
Yes.
So I think it was actually a huge mistake on their part that will backfire.
I think praying. You're right. I would agree completely. Scott, thank you for the call, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing these kids out here again. I can't wait.
I'll bet you do. Thank you. You know, there's someone in Scott who appreciates – I mean, clearly he's a parent, but he was talking about his role as a high school sports official, seeing what sports do for these kids, teaches them discipline, teaches them a lot of things. They're missing out on a lot for politics, and I'm not dismissing the seriousness of COVID at all. What I will dismiss, though, is the insinuation that Sam Page wants to leave you with. That somehow it's these kids that are putting the community at risk. It's not. It's just not.
And with no end in sight either. It's been like this since March 15th or whatever the start date was. It's always, well, we're just going to get past this hurdle and then we'll go back to norm. We'll just get past this hurdle, then we'll go back to norm. I'm surprised somebody actually said the election, because we're all thinking it. But that person actually said November 3rd is the next hurdle we got to get past, apparently.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. You'd wonder about that. In Los Angeles, I mean, Donald Trump's going to win Los Angeles County. Joe Biden's going to win Los Angeles County. Increasing the misery of people in that particular part of California is not going to change the outcome of where all of California's electoral votes go. I mean, California is not in play. But if you look, and I've heard this suggestion, the Rust Belt is where the swing states are. Think about that. Look who's not playing football this year, right now. The Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Look who is playing football this year. The SEC. Donald Trump's going to sweep the South. So having discord down there wouldn't make a difference, but it'll make a difference in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, where they love their Big Ten football. There won't be any of that this year. There's going to be discord because the Big Ten is not playing. You have to consider those decisions. You know, it's interesting. I listened to Gavin Newsom. He met with the president yesterday. Can you figure this guy out? I mean, he's worse than Andrew Cuomo. From day to day, it's I don't know. I don't know if he's bipolar or what his problem is. One day he's chewing out Donald Trump, claiming that he's the biggest evil that's ever been wrought upon the world. And Donald Trump, who doesn't care who he deals with, right, flies out to California, gets on camera with Gavin Newsom, and Gavin Newsom suddenly can't say enough good things about Donald Trump. Listen.
I want to thank you and acknowledge the work that you've done to be immediate in terms of your response to our FMAG request 14. We were just talking, Mark Giladucci is the head of the Office of Emergency Service. This may be a record that the states received in the FMAG support, as well as the major disaster declaration, which you referenced on August 22nd, which was profoundly significant, not only to help us support our mutual aid system, but also individuals that are in desperate need of support.
Yeah, I think
So you mean Donald Trump's not playing politics with this issue of wildfires, like everybody's saying he probably is? Well, it's like they want him to be, but he's not actually doing it.
I think maybe I know what's wrong with Gavin Newsom.
What's that?
He still hasn't recovered from Kimberly Guilfoyle screaming at him for however many years they were married.
You know what's weird, though? Juxtaposition Trump going with Gavin Newsom to try to resolve and have a quick response to these wildfires with Joe Biden in Delaware saying that Donald Trump is like totally against climate change, and he is like, I forgot, he's like a climate or a fire, what was it? Like some kind of arsonist or whatever.
He's an arsonist, is what Biden said this morning.
It's just so hilarious.
No, no, you got to play that. People need to hear a little bit of that. I don't want to take all of it because it's like a minute long, but play a little bit of cut nine.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly.
That's enough. I've heard enough of Sleepy Joe reading what somebody else wrote.
Those were happening at the same time, I think. I think those two things were happening at the same time. Or very
were they
near.
Very near the same time.
He didn't cause these things, but if he gets elected, they will increase in intensity.
They're going to get worse. So in other words, if Joe Biden, who's been in Washington for 47 years and hasn't done anything, if he can finally get elected as president of the United States, he will end climate change on November 4th. And there will be no more hurricanes, no more floods, no. It's just the silliest thing I've ever heard. There's not an ounce of logic to it.
Well, but he said it, so I guess I'm going to vote for him now. Up until this point, if you listen to the Annie Fry show, I've been, you know, more in favor of Trump, but now that I know that.
Well.
He's changed my mind, finally.
Wiggins, what's wrong with you?
No.
I didn't know.
He's kidding.
I didn't know that.
I just want to make an announcement to both of you. Tim Jones just walked in the studio.
The speaker, baby. The people's speaker is in the house.
In the
He's going to be sitting in the chair
yet,
here.
Though.
What's that now?
Anybody.
He can't hear anyone because
he can't hear
headphones.
Us. So we can make fun of him, Ryan, and he can't hear us right
now. I kind of just sprung this on him.
Yeah.
Because
he just walked in and I was like, hey!
Did he bathe today? Can you tell if he's
taking
a shower?
Oh,
that's the official term.
He needs a jack.
He's probably been on the golf course this morning, and we've disturbed him.
Yeah.
It's not too often that we get to transition from one host to another like this.
Telling you what, man.
It's pretty neat. Special day.
That's
special
true.
Day.
So Mark Cox in this hour for the lovely and talented Annie Fry, and the people's speaker, Tim Jones, is going to be joining you here in the next hour. You can listen to me every morning starting at 5 a.m. there, and please go to the Facebook page, mine, The Mark Cox Show, and like it.
Thanks for coming on with us, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. It was fun.
Ryan, Katie, thank you guys, and we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.